Hello and welcome today to our NEPT Practice Building Success System call. We have a very special guest and a very special topic that we're going to be covering today, and I'm really excited to tell you more. The title, which of course you'll relate to, is how to get clients to say yes with working with you. And I know that we as holistic health practitioners have a hard time sometimes with actually getting people to sign up and getting people to pay money to us, because we have this altruistic approach to, hey, we do this stuff, we want to help people, and it gets in the way. And I love to bring you people who can help you get out of your own way and really create an engaging conversation with potential clients to help them to say yes, and to help people who have already said yes to continue to say yes with working with you because of the great benefit they get without being real salesy, which I know none of us like to be. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Her name is Therese Skelly, and she's known as the Money Mindset Mentor and Business Catalyst. And she works with people like us who are service-based entrepreneurs. We know that business is part of our life purpose. I know you guys feel the same way as I do. Like, this is my mission. This is what I'm here to do. And what she helps you to do is clear out the money blocks and learn to sell your services, and I will say that four-letter word, so that you can own your value and really let people know how you can help them and make more money for yourself in the process. And there's nothing wrong with making more money. And a lot of us have those money blocks that tell us that there's something wrong with making money. We're not good people. We're not spiritual enough, et cetera, that we need to be able to have the humble life. But when you can make more money doing what you love to do, what you're good at, and what helps to change the world, that's when you make the biggest impact. And the more you do that, the more money you can invest in being able to better serve your clients. So a little bit about Therese. She's a former psychotherapist, so she really understands the mind, and she has years of experience in marketing strategy. And so this blend really comes together in a really perfect way to help you to see the results that you desire. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Therese and let her take it away.
Thank you so much. I am just really honored to be here, Rita Marie. You know, your people are probably my favorite people to work with. I love everything holistic. I don't even have an allopathic physician in my whole world. So I hang out with chiropractors and acupuncturists. And so have a special, special place in my heart for people in natural medicine and people that are here to make a difference. And I know, having worked with so many, that selling is a huge, huge, huge block. So I love that you're bringing this content to your people, because this is so big. So
yes, absolutely.
Let me tell you, you know, I put this presentation together, and I decided, because there's lots of people that will say, here's a selling formula, here's how to do it. And Rita Marie, we're going to do the whole kitchen sink today. So I'm just going to tell you to strap on, put your seatbelts on, because we're going in. You know, when I put this presentation together, what I decided was, not only am I going to give you here's the formula, here's how to do it, here's how to be powerful in a conversation, I also want to share, because it's so important, the mindset pieces. I'm going to share, like, this is what's going on with your prospect when you're sitting across from somebody and they say, what does it cost to work with you? And then I'm going to talk about, and this is what might be going on in your unconscious when you're sitting there ready to make a sale. Because I think that stuff is so important. And again, not as many people talk about that. And when you can, I always say, if you have awareness, you have choice, right? So I want to bring more choice and more places where your beautiful people can go like, oh my God, I did what? I did that? Oh no! And a way out. And then I'm going to share with you what I call my heart-centered selling formula. Because when you get it, it's just like, oh, that feels yummy. Oof, I could do that. So, sound good?
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Okay. But I want to first start, and I would love if people are in the chat, or if, you know, they can put in, I want to hear from you. Where does the sale get blown? Like, if you think about that, so think of a time that you were with somebody that you just, like, an ideal patient or client, a person that you'd be like, oh, I could totally help you. And then it ends, and you're sitting there going, what? I could, I know I could have helped them. Like, so let's just take a second. And what, either you can answer that, Maria, or Maria, have your people type in. And I would love engagement, guys. I always say I'm such an extrovert. I love engagement. So if you, I'm like a slot machine. The more you put in, the more you might get out, right? So.
Oh, I love that. Good. Yeah, so people really listen up and go on the web thing and just call in. Like, I mean, just type in. What?
Type in, yeah. Because I want you to, you know, this isn't just a thing we're doing to you. I want this to be participatory. So I want you to be engaged and say, wow, you know, for me, when it, where it got blown was I got afraid of offering the higher package, so I got weak on it. Or I could tell they weren't in it, whatever. So just what happens in that moment? You know what I'm talking about? That moment. So.
Hang on a second, though, Therese, because what I'm getting is I'm going to open up a line for some people
because
I'm not seeing that people are on the webcast.
Okay.
And they usually are, and they've got to be there to see the slides. So I'm a little concerned there. So there might be an issue with a link or something. So I'm going to open up. I'm going to open up Tony's line and see. Tony, hello.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you. I just want to check in and see if, because nobody seems to be on the web. Everybody's on the phone. And I'm wondering if there was a problem with the link, because Therese has some amazing slides to share. And I want everybody to be able to see them.
I'm actually seeing the slides.
You are.
The only thing that's not working is the chat box. It doesn't look like the chat's working.
The chat isn't working. Okay.
It's not. Yeah. It's not enabled, it looks like.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And can you hear on the web? Is the web, because it's weird that nobody's showing.
I was able to hear on the web, but I cut it off because I had the phone on as well.
You had the phone on. Okay.
Yeah, but it was working earlier before I cut it off.
It's just very strange. Something's going on here because it's only showing one webcast attendee. So maybe that's you and nobody else is seeing. But thank you. I'm sorry about the kind of breaking that. I just want to make sure everybody's seeing the slides because they're awesome. Well, thank you.
Okay. And
sorry. Did you start to say something else?
No. Did you want me to? I did. I actually did want to respond to.
Yeah. Why don't you answer? That'd be great.
Yeah. Just answer. That'd be great.
This is very timely for me because I'm selling programs and individual packages and. People talk upfront about, I don't have a lot of money, but I want to get fixed. And immediately, I start to shrink. I'm like, how am I going to, get this person to understand that, it's really about your health and the money.
Exactly.
They put the money first and the health second, although they're calling me saying that their health is first and the money is secondary. So I have a difficult time selling at that point.
Tony, you bring up such a great point, and I'm going to talk more about that. And what happens is that I always say, get your hands out of their pockets, meaning we go into, I can't ask them. If they already tell me that, then I don't want to ask them. And we make these assumptions that they don't have money. And the reality is, I've had people that when I've said, how are we going to pay for coaching, they'll say, well, I'll sell something, or I'll get a job, or but you have to be bold enough just to not accept, I don't have money, or that costs. See, I mean, most of us, that's where we break down. When we get an objection, we just go, sorry. And I'm going to talk a lot about that, about it's really about how you're being and taking a stand for them and some ways to move around that. But thanks for outing yourself, because that's kind of universal. Like, everybody does that, right? So thank you so much.
That's what Lynn says, too. She says it's exactly what she hears, just like Tony. I often find we need to address what they see as their obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Super.
Good.
Good. Thank you. Great. This is perfect for everyone, I think.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so here's another one. So when you think of the word sales, how does it make you feel? You know, I've done a lot of training for sales, and I was working with direct marketers, like multi-level marketers, and they would Arbonne or Young Living. I trained a lot of people in selling and that, and they would come to me and say, oh, we don't use the word selling. We call it redirecting our buying dollars. I just was like, okay, that's just crap. I'm sorry. Like, no. And my whole thing is, if you can't even call it sales, you can never master it.
Yeah.
And so I want you just to ask yourself, how comfortable are you if I say, you know, you're a saleswoman, or you know, you're a salesperson, you know, your number one job, yeah, you're in the health field, yeah, you might be a massage therapist or health coach or nutritionist or whatever, but your number one job is to sell that service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some people, you'd rather have a root canal, right?
Yeah, really. Like, yeah, exactly.
No, give me the drill. And until you can absolutely embrace and reframe this, you are gonna always back down.
Exactly.
So just do like a little popcorn. When you think of the word sales or selling or having to sell your services, what words come to your mind? Let's just out this.
Okay, I'm going to open up everybody's lines, and you can just pop out what
just
you
pop
think.
Popcorn it, yeah, yeah.
And then Lynn is saying on the web, she's saying, cheesy and slick, kind of tiny.
Yep.
Okay, so when I say three, go ahead. One, two, three. Pop out the words. What do you think of when you think of sales?
Gimmick.
Awful. Yeah. Awful.
Exciting if I'm selling what I like.
Okay.
Good.
So we have awful, gimmicky, exciting, possible. Yeah, it's all over the board.
Cheesy and slimy.
Well, see, that's part of the problem, is that we're so ingrained in this culture that, I mean, how many times have you gone to the store and you know exactly what you want? You're there to buy, and a salesperson walks up and says, can I help you? You're like, no, I'm just looking. All right, like we just,
yeah. the defenses go up immediately.
We do, totally. Like, don't be selling me. And we're also taught this, you know, we're taught don't ask people for money. You know, this is so funny. When I used to be a therapist, I clearly had my own issues. Anybody that's a therapist probably has their own issues. And I remember I used to do couples counseling, and I was afraid to ask them about their sex life. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to bother. I don't want to, that's horrible. Like, that was not right. Then I became a business coach, Rita Marie. And people are making money through business, and I was afraid to ask them how much money they made.
Oh.
Because I had such blocks around, well, I don't want to like invade, and maybe that would be too, that was where I started. I started very like, I'm afraid you'll think this. So what you got to get is the word sales, the word selling, reframe it. There's some pans banging around.
Yeah, I'm putting it back on lecture mode.
I'm always fascinated, like, okay, are we going to have toilets flushing now? What's going on?
We don't remember to turn it back off. Yes, that's
you. We don't need as much closeness. We don't need what you're doing there. So anyway, my point is, with selling, the way I grew up in this industry, basically, because I've been in this business about 10 years, and I'll tell you my story in a moment, but one of my mentors, one of my very first mentors that really, really shifted it for me, said to me, don't you understand the root of the word sell is really to serve. And remember when I got that, I was like, oh, I'm all about serving.
Yes.
And I came to understand that two things. I can't serve if I can't sell, number one. And number two, I have come to, because of my formula, I have come to view the selling conversation as sacred. So I say, when you have a selling conversation with me, whether you sign up or not, you will have a breakthrough. So it's not like I'm just selling to get something. I'm actually selling to reveal something. I'm selling to be of the highest service. So at the end, and not everybody signs up. I mean, that nobody gets 100% signups, but every person that has a conversation with me will have something revealed. So how can you not call that serving? That's about giving and serving. And so number, I'm just going to ask you, if you have a funky, weird selling like thing in your head, I want you to really go, wow, what if I thought of this as serving? So I'm going to ask you now, what would change if you had a reframe that said, lucky me, I get to serve today, as opposed to, oh, crap, I got to sell today?
Do you want people to just shout it out, or do you want me to...
Or just put it on the chat. Put it on the chat. Yeah, I want you to really, really feel into that. Like, if that was in your bones, and I'm going to use that expression a lot, if it's in your bones, then
yes.
Wahoo, this is all just about serving. What would change? What's possible from that new paradigm?
What's possible? So write it in if you're on the chat, and if not, we'll open up some lines. Just raise your hand if you want to share that. Just do a star two. And Lynn says on the chat, I love that I'm also about serving. So what would change if you were about serving? How would it change in your interactions with people if it was about serving? And I'm just going to step in here. That's what flipped the switch for me. because I just had a hard time with selling and, you know, okay, I'm just going to be a referral only. And even when people came in and I talked to them, it'd be like, well, you know, we'll just get you fixed up as quickly as you can. And, you know, and I wasn't real good about really laying it out for them. And when it switched, it's like by not offering, you know, what I really think they need, I'm withholding. And I'm not able to serve. And once I was able to think of it as I'm serving and I just need to get paid for what I'm doing to serve. Otherwise, you know, I'm out flipping burgers or something to make a living so that I could do this in my spare time. And then how many people can I really reach in my spare time if I've got to work a full-time job to pay the rent? So I think it's an awesome reframe. It really is an awesome reframe. And when you can really embrace it, I'm not selling, I'm serving, then it's, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. We literally could hang up now, and your folks would be like, cool. I mean, we're not going to hang up now because I have so much more to go. But this piece is so big. So let me tell you really quickly a little bit about my story and kind of how I got here. So you heard that I was a psychotherapist, and then I moved in 2001 into life coaching. And I just I didn't have the entrepreneurial bug yet. I had younger kids, and I was married at the time, and so I had kind of like what they would call a hobby business, right? So the husband made a bunch of money, and I had a little therapy practice and did some life coaching. And in 2005, I had gone to a networking meeting, my first ever, only one, and met some people, and I saw this ad. I'd gone into life coaching, so I'd done that a little bit, but not much. So I saw this ad. It said, business coaches wanted. Now, Rita Marie, this is what you have to know. On paper, I was the least likely candidate. So I have been a psychotherapist. I have a master's degree. I had been a prison guard. My undergrad is criminal justice. And I worked in psychiatric hospitals, prisons, and now as a therapist in private practice. Nothing on that resume really smacks of business coaching, right? And so I used to think Excel was a phone company. I had never seen a spreadsheet. I mean, I literally was, if you would pick, this is the least likely person, I would never hire her for business. That was me. But I saw this ad, and so this is like teaching point number one, I always say, I saw this ad that said business coaches wanted. And I've never had the experience before that where the energy of something just popped and pulled me in. You know, and you all know what I'm talking about, right? And it was like, that is so weird. Why in the world? I had never read a business book. I never had taken a business class. Nothing. The last time I worked at a business was I was 18 as a secretary, and I sucked. So like, why? But my soul knew why, right? So so I said yes, and within one day, boom, I'm now a business coach. And it was those
moments. And that's all they
of,
needed? They did. They were really desperate? They just hired you without any experience?
No, honey, I interview really well. Come on. I don't think they were desperate. I think they saw something in me.
They saw
and they were going to train me, you know, because I was a coach. Like, I was a coach. I had coaching. I had a therapy degree and coaching credentials. I'm like, I would not have taken the gamble. So I was now in this coaching company, and I had so much sales training. I mean, we had script upon script. I learned with a top sales trainer. Like, we went nuts with the sales training. But I was not very successful. And I finally figured out after about a year, like, oh, here's the deal. And I think y'all are going to relate to this. That's why I tell this story. I had a chip on my shoulder. See, I had the I'm not enough because. I had this story that in order to be a really good business coach, well, you should have an MBA, or you should have had to work in business, or you should have at least read business books. I had this story that no matter how good I was, no matter how much I was showing up and helping people, because I really was, I wasn't good enough because of X. It was like this hidden, unconscious shame. And I think we all have some story of, well, I'm not, I hear it all the time. Well, I don't have that credential. Right? I need to take yet another training. So we all have this underlying, I'm not enough because, or I'll be enough when, I can't charge until. And so it's kind of been my journey, right? So the things I teach today, learning how to sell, learning how to own your value, clear out the mindset blocks, and then talk about what you do, like packaging and all that stuff, I figure it probably cost me at least $500,000. I really do. I over the course of the 10 years, that's a very conservative estimate. And so, like, as I always say, my pain is your gain, because now I know, now I have a six-figure business, now I'm like a whiz-bang at selling, now I teach it all my clients. So my saying is, if I can learn to sell, you can learn to sell. I was a prison guard, right? So Y'all can learn to sell. Okay, so let's talk about, this is where the problem really lies. We're going to go on the, let me back up. Most people just go, here's a script, follow the script. And
yeah.
Scripts are great. But scripts will sink the ship if you have unconscious blocks. And I shared a little bit of mine. So the problem really lies, you guys probably know this because you're more savvy than most, 95% of what drives us is unconscious.
Yep.
And so if you have some mindset things, the challenge is, like, when you're getting either people that are rejecting you or you're struggling in the selling conversation, it's not that you're getting bad people. It's just very likely you are repelling the sale or you're not holding the space strong enough. So there's so much that's going on in you. I want to talk about that because this way you're going to be empowered to really look at your stuff and make some changes. So here's a question. Now, my work isn't, I'm not like those people that say, I'm going to show you how to, you know, sell from the stage or sell from a webinar. My work starts when somebody says to you, what does it cost to work with you? So I'm not, in this moment, we're not teaching about attracting clients. This is, or patients. This is somebody's already said, I want to inquire about that. What do you cost? Or even an upsell. Even you somebody comes in for shoulder pain and you work three sessions to get them out of shoulder pain, but then you should be selling them into a higher package and, like you say, take a stand. So that's where this work starts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where that moment is somebody's in front of them, like Tony said, I'm afraid to ask them for the money because they already told me. That's where this work starts.
Yes.
So I have a concept that what happens for us, because we're all healers, we all care for others, and we want to be liked, and we want to have our services accepted. And so let's think about this. If you cannot take a stand for them and ask them for the money or ask them to be a little uncomfortable or ask them to make the commitment, are you more committed to their comfort than their greatness?
Ooh.
And that's kind of like, oh, yikes. I know. It's easier to say, okay, well, I don't want to upset you, so I won't ask. Oh, it's okay. You're right. You don't have enough money. That is you being a little smidge codependent, maybe, buying into their limitations, and maybe your own stuff. Maybe like, well, I don't want them to be mad at me, or I don't want to feel rejected. So ask yourself that. What am I committed to? Because if you get in front of me in a coaching conversation, I am committed to your greatness. And that's okay if I push you a little bit, not to be salesy or manipulative, but to push you beyond what your perceived limits are. I'm okay with that. Your comfort is, you're right, you've always been sick, you're right, you don't have money, I hear you, yeah, it's hard to make that commitment to change your life. You're right. That's committing to their comfort and not their greatness. So again, sort of a mindset shift of like, oh, make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Totally. That
okay.
really resonates.
Okay. So here's what I want to move into. This is the your side of the street. Okay. So we're doing the mindset piece first, and then we're going to go into the selling formula, and I'm going to show you how to be powerful. But the mindset, are you bringing any of these? Doubt, fear, lack, conflicting intentions, and codependent patterns. So what I say to my folks is, do you in your bones know absolutely, unequivocally, that you were the right person for the right people? Obviously, you're not meant to serve everybody. But what happens is, like I shared my story, if I always had a little chip on my shoulder. So when somebody would say, your rates are a little high, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, do you want to barter? I just wouldn't take a stand because there was a little doubt in me. And so this is the unconscious. And it's hard, you know, when you work brand new, like if you're just starting, you haven't had 100 cases, you haven't had the great testimonials, you haven't had the success that you can say, oh, I've been doing this for 10 years. It is harder in the beginning. There is that's legitimate. That's just learning curve stuff. But if after you've been doing this a while and everybody in the world around you is going, you're a rock star, what? You're so good. And you're sitting here going, really? Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes there's like this, do I have permission to really shine? I work a lot with visibility, and sadly, I think a lot of women have challenges really stepping up and saying, oh, heck yeah, you should be paying me. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think women get that much as men get that permission, at least us older women. So look at that for yourself. Doubt, fear, and lack. You know, and what I always say is, if you have ever had any money issues, I know I went through a bankruptcy. I went through a really hard time. And so when a client would say to me, I don't have the money, I would immediately go to my sense of lack, my money challenge. I'd say, oh, God, I hear you. You want to talk about no money? So what was getting triggered in me is my own lack.
Mm.
And so that's a challenge. If you have money issues, if you have doubt, if you have struggled, if you aren't as successful as you want to be, it's then harder to say, there's no such a thing as lack. I remember when I was in that very first coaching company with a really good mentoring, I would be like, the person said they can't afford it. And my mentor would say, Trees, there is no such thing as a shortage of money, just a shortage of creativity and willingness. And I'm like, oh, bullshit. I'm sorry. I can show you a shortage of money, buddy. But that was my consciousness. I was so wedded to, no, it's hard. I'm struggling. I have debt. As opposed to, wow, what would happen if we just opened some creative space? What if you were so committed? Because I say to people, you know, if your son was going to die tomorrow because of whatever, could you come up with $5,000? People can find the money. Do you know what I mean? So I think we buy into, oh, well, I don't want to put it on a credit card, and, oh, I'd hate to ask so-and-so. And we're like, okay, well, I'm sorry to bother you. That's ask yourself, is that tapping into your own lack? I know one of the things I had to do, Rita Marie, is when I was realizing that when I was at that coaching company, our first rates were $565 a month, and I couldn't sign anybody up. I had like 60, you know, those discovery calls, and I'm like, I just kept getting rejection. Then I realized, oh, I'm out of integrity because I've never paid $565 a month for coaching, so how can I ask that?
Mm.
So what I did is I hired myself, back 10 years ago, I hired myself a $1,000 a month coach.
Wow.
Yeah, that was part of the debt. I had to put that on a credit card. But what I was willing to do is I knew that I had a story that people won't pay this because I wasn't paying it.
Mm.
So again, you have to, do you see what I'm doing? I'm really helping you say, what's living in me? Because if you don't have that understanding, you're kind of a hostage to it. Do you want to say anything else about it? Because I can go on a little bit more. Do you want to say
No, that's good. Because, you know what, I hear that a lot. And, of course, folks who are in a program like this know what it's like to pay a fee.
Absolutely.
Per month. So that's a piece that we could easily, you know, pull up and draw on when we're in a situation like that. But the thing that came up and a couple of people mentioned in the chat was when somebody says to you something like, well, I'm on disability and this is mm-hmm. the amount of money I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make $350 mm-hmm. a month and you want me to pay you $550 a month for this service. There's no way I can do it.
Right. And, you know, like I said, not everybody is to be your client. And that's why sometimes I have a whole, like, suite of things. I have little free info products. I've got $47 things. I've got not every person is designed. You know, like I was saying, not everybody gets to roll around and cuddle with me at night. You know what I mean? Not every person gets to. I know, I'm so sassy. But you have to think about that. And I think that's what taps into, at least for me, I'll own it for me, I had the whole codependent thing going where I thought I have to give every person all of me all the time.
Yeah.
Every person should get to be a VIP to, even if they could pay $50. Like every person. And that was my own codependent lack of boundary thing. And that will burn you out. You cannot do that. And so, yeah, it's sad that some people on disability can only afford $300. And so either you have a smaller offering and say, this is all I can do for you, or you kind of bless them and send them to somebody else.
Yeah.
But you got to get past that. I'm not here to serve everybody. But the ones I get to serve, oh, they're getting good stuff. Right? Like the one-on-ones and the ones that get intimate in the inside community, they get the great stuff and other stuff. Because not everybody, like, I was shocked. Like, some people just come to a buffet and they want, like, a piece of Jell-O, right? Some people are, like, gorging the prime rib and having the cheesecake. And others are like, no, just give me a little shrimp cocktail. I was shocked. I thought everybody wanted, you know, because I was like that, right? So that's what you have to understand. And how to, in your own being, be okay. I mean, I personally say to somebody, if you can't pay your mortgage, you shouldn't be a client.
Yeah.
That's just my line. I am not comfortable with that. It's too much stress. And I know there's a lot of coaches that would maybe disagree. That's just my personal feeling. I don't, that's not a good one-on-one client for me. So it's okay to have a line. Like if it's so stressful and people are like losing their houses to pay for their your service, I don't want that energy.
Right.
You've got to make a decision about what's okay and what's not okay.
Right. And what you bring up, though, is that the value of what we've talked about in other sessions is having other offerings. So somebody can't do that. Like we have a $19.95 a month coaching club, and they get a lot of great service from that. They don't get one-on-one with me. We've talked about, you know, I think Tony is doing a group kind of thing, which, you know, is a flat rate of what, $450 or something. So they get some length of time. So it's really being creative in how can you package what you can offer into pieces that they don't get all of you. They don't get, I love that, roll around and cuddle with you in bed at night, but they can, you know, they can read some stuff that you wrote or watch a video of you.
And you know, Rita Marie, a lot of as you grow in a business, and you, I know you know this, you have to become able to say no, and you, it's like this leadership part emerges, this who you're being, this powerful person, and with that comes having really solid boundaries, and with that, sometimes you hurt people, sometimes you got to say no, sometimes it's like, and that's hard for us. Because we're healers, we're helpers, we're servers, we want to be there, like that's why we're here. And so to temper that is really, oof, that's a lot of work. That's the work, right?
Yeah.
I also want to talk about what I call conflicting intentions. And in my work, and we're not doing it today, but you guys probably know this because who you are, I use a lot of muscle testing. And I teach all my clients my process about muscle testing to determine, am I blocking this? Is there something that's interfering? You know, so a conflicting intention would look like this. So say you... Remember we had in the beginning the slide with the little iceberg. 5% of you generally is running your life. 95% of it's all unconscious. It's other forces. It's other, you know, maybe you're carrying, I come from the Irish lineage, right? And there's a lot of suffering. I had the sick Irish grandma. And so I believe I came in with life is hard, you have to suffer. So if that's my wiring and somebody's like, oh, I think I'll buy a $10,000 package, I won't see it, right? I'm going to pick the people that's like, really? I can only pay $112, you know, because there is that living in me. So that's an example of our unconscious stuff from our wiring, from our parents, from our culture, from our gender. I mean, there's so many influences that affect how you're showing up. So let's say you say, I have this great business, and I want to create $100,000, and I'm going to do it this way. So that's the 5%. That's the conscious part. But then on the unconscious, there's a conflicting intention. So, like, part of me wants to do this, but the other part's like, oh, wait a minute, come on. If you get that busy, you're going to be gone from your kids and your husband, and, you know, if you make a bunch of money, then maybe people won't think you're spiritual, and, like, what if you turn into, like, Donald Trump or you know, like, a horrible person because you have money? Oh, forget it. It's not safe. So literally it's like stop, start. So you have the intention. This is what I want. But then unconscious part comes and goes, yeah, no. And so – this is a whole other conversation, but notice in yourself, do you have this pattern of stop, start? Like, I used to show it, for me, it would be like clients would come and they'd say, oh, I'm going to hire you. I'll give you the credit card tomorrow. And then, boop, they would move away. Or I would be like, yes, I'm all set. Okay, cool. I just set some great goals, ready to go. Boom, I sprained my ankle the next day.
Mm.
You know, so things like that. And so just notice in your life, and if you use muscle testing, just, you know, test that. It's safe for me to move forward. I give myself permission to create this dream. Like, that's the kind of work I do. And again, it's a little bit deeper than our time here, but that's the challenge. If you don't understand what your blocks are and how these things hold you back and sabotage you, whew, it's like a boatload. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so let's keep going. Let's talk about what's happening in your folks, okay? So somebody's sitting across from you. And again, so they've either called you and said, how do I work with you, or I'm interested in getting your services or your helps or having this conversation. Here's what you need to know about them. So you've checked in on you. You working on confidence, you're working on owning it, you're working on not being codependent, you're working on not putting your hands in their financial pockets and determining what they can do. You're working on, it's safe for me to, you know, be of service here, and you're like all solid. And then, let's say John, the prospect, shows up. Now, guess what? First thing you need to know, John might not trust. Now, here's what's fascinating. And when I have a selling conversation, truthfully, I'm really bold. My style, now I'm not going to kick you in the head and, you know, tell you you're ugly. I don't do that at all. There's no shaming, but my style is whatever's in the I call whatever's up, okay? I'm pretty fearless about calling it. And so here's what I know. Now, just think about this. Let's say you have somebody who you're going to work with their weight loss or something. They've tried 5 million diets. They've done every pill. They've done everything. They probably don't trust that they could really do it.
Right.
So these are the things that are under the surface. They're not coming in saying, I don't trust it. Maybe they are. They're not coming in saying, I'm afraid of success. And they're not saying that, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to be armed with, there's this whole like landmine thing happening, and you need to surface those. So if I'm with a client, a prospective client, and I know I could help them, and we get to that conversation, and they're like, I'm not sure, I literally will say, who don't you trust, you or me?
What a great question.
Yeah, because I need to know what it is. And
yeah.
So they might, and here's what I hear a lot, I don't know that I can do that because I've worked with so-and-so. I've had a mentor. I've tried that. See, again, it's living in them. You do them a gift by saying, wow, so you don't trust yourself.
I love that distinction.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So just out it. So when it comes to light, it's neutralized. It has less power. And then I say, well, I can't speak for you, but I trust me. I know what results I get. And here's how this experience is going to be different. And I share a little bit about, you know, what's different with me versus other business coaches is XYZ. And so it engenders trust. It engenders like, you know what, look, I'm holding you here. You're going to be held really tightly. Now, not in a codependent, I'm going to run around and make sure you eat your vegetables. But the way I hold it is, don't worry about it. I gotcha. Now, what happens is, most of us in a selling conversation, and a guy I just referenced how I used to be, you know, those, quote, discovery calls that coaches have, I'd be like, coach, and then it'd be like, do you want to buy anything right now? Yes. I mean, I'd be like,
who relates to that one?
I was like,
been there, done that.
Completely, like, I'd leave the room. Now, here's, if you just got to get this one, they want you to be powerful. Now, here's a distinction. Most of us go, I don't want to be sleazy. I don't want to be pushy. Power is like, oh, thank you, God, somebody's got me. Like, they want you to take a stand for them. They want you to be this powerful healer, this powerful service person that says, don't even worry. And here's my metaphor. Imagine if your child gets hurt and you go to the family doctor and they're like, I don't know. You know, I saw this a few years ago. I think I could do, you know, we'll give it a shot. I hope I can help. You'd be like, Or if you go to the pediatric neurologist that says, you know what, you don't even need to worry about this. I do this all the time. You're in good hands. Don't even worry about it. We want that guy, right?
Yes.
Yet we're afraid of being that guy,
yes.
Especially women. Women have a harder time stepping up and saying, you need to do this now. I'm just going to tell you, this is what I prescribe for you.
Yes.
And if you got that as a woman, right on. You have blasted through cultural conditioning. But look at that on a scale of one. I'm sorry, say that again?
And a lot of work to do that.
It is a lot of work. Yeah. It is. Yeah. We're about the same age, and we were raised with, like, June Cleaver. we didn't get Oprah. We got June Cleaver. Like, no, you take that last brownie. I'm like, screw that. Give me the brownie, honey. But that's what we were raised with. We were raised in the culture of women just like, no. I don't want to ask for that. So,
right.
Again, there's a lot influencing you. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, ask yourself, when I hold these conversations, how powerful am I being, and what's blocking that? Because your prospect craves that. They need somebody to say, you're in good hands. I've got a system. I've got a formula. I have tools. You don't even worry about it. Do you feel the strength of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And see, they also have their own like success. I don't think I can do it. And so you need to address that. Whenever I sell somebody, I say, what are you afraid of? What would you fear? How do you think you would screw this up? What's going to be different? Again, out it. Don't be like, oh, I don't want to ask that question. No. Ask the question. The more you can get on the table, the more they trust you, the more you demonstrate, I'm in control, we've got confidence, we're doing good. And another one is they can't hold the vision for themselves.
Yep.
They can only see. I worked with like a chiropractor that did accident, 2 weeks, fix them and get them out. And I said, oh, that is a horrible, horrible business model. You got to sell a boatload. And I said, can't you take a stand? Like, what's beyond getting past the shoulder pain? Because all they can see is, I don't want my shoulder hurt anymore. I don't want my back to hurt. You must have that vision for them because that's what they're paying for you. They're only seeing, like, this is all I can do. If only I could okay, that's cool. No, we could do that. But, yeah, what do we want when that's done? That's what you want to go for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about objections. Now, number one, resistance is natural. It's natural. So I know when I used to get an objection, I'd be like, I would be deflated, and I'd feel scared. I might be a little pissed off. I might feel a little self-righteous. I'm like, I gave you an hour. How dare you object? But the reality is it's natural because they've lost their belief in themselves, in maybe other healers, in the profession. They've had bad experiences, and they have a thing. David Nagel uses the term terror barrier.
Oh.
Think about it. If you are asking somebody to change their life, they've gotten really comfortable. There's probably a payoff for being sick or a payoff for having the extra weight or a payoff for staying in pain. There's on some level a payoff, and you're saying, we're going to strip all that. You're going to get your dreams. You're going to feel better. You're going to get healthy. There might be like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
So think about that. I mean, you're asking them to be a different person, and there's all the unconscious parts are going to be coming up screaming because they really want you to stand for them. So it's really about creating like a powerful container. So let me just move on here. Selling is a challenge because it's not natural. Like everything in us is like, oh, and I referenced it earlier, like gender, culture, religion, location, all kinds of stuff. But let me go into how to set up the conversation because this is super, super, super important. This is like, this is where people go, I think, do it wrong. If somebody, let's say you're at a networking event and you have a health coaching business or a nutritionist or whatever, and they say, how much does it cost to work with you? You never tell them that.
Right.
You say, here's what I say. It's kind of like you don't call the Toyota dealer and say, how much for a blue car? Because there's so many things. And everybody gets that, and it's kind of playful, right? So you're not being dismissive, but you're saying, gosh, you know what? What I do, my system is that I book about 30 or 45 minutes. We have an initial conversation because I have so many things. I wouldn't even know what I wouldn't. It literally would be like calling a Toyota and say, tell me what you charge for a blue car. So I always get them to have a session with me. I usually do things in the phone. So it's like, we're going to have a 30 to 45 minute session. Now in the beginning, you're going to tell them what to expect. So I'm taking charge from minute one. I'll just give you an example. It's not in the slides, but I have people actually go through a web form if they want to. So I don't have the sign up for a free discovery call because that to me devalues. That's how I believe it. So on my website, if you go to happyinbusiness.com/coachwithTherese, it's an example of a web form that is little like if you want to talk about getting coached, you're going to have to fill out this form. And it's very clear. It very clearly states, this isn't a free session. I'm not just giving away sessions. This is for if you're interested in seeing if we could work together. So number one, it vets the wrong people. I don't want tech kickers.
Yeah.
Number two, I want my clients to be willing to do some stuff. So if somebody's like, oh, I got to fill out a form, bye-bye. If you're not going to do that, you're going to suck as a client, right? So I think it's okay to ask people to take a little extra effort. Because, again, if they're not willing to do that, are they going to be resistant to the treatments and the protocols that you have for them? So they've gone through that, so they're sitting in front of me, and the first thing I say is this. I say, okay, I'm going to ask you lots of questions today because I really, really, really need to understand your business. In your case, it would be your health, your challenges. We're going to dive really, really deeply in. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you ahead of time, if things get a little off track, I might interrupt you because I really need to keep you focused. Because I don't know about you, Rita Marie, but have you had the people that just, oh, and then when I was 7, my uncle took us to Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
when did this first start? Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it was my grandma. So if you say in the beginning, and I might interrupt you because I really need to stay focused on understanding, like, so you kind of tell them you're going to be, so do you hear how I'm taking charge? I'm telling the time, I'm telling the purpose, I'm telling them my interrupt. And this one day flew out of my mouth, and it was one of those like, whoa, like the angel started singing, it went so well. I one day just out of the blue said, and you know what, let me tell you this. What's going to happen is we're going to talk for 30 minutes or so. And if it feels at the end of that time like we want to have a conversation about us working together, then we'll talk about, you know, my programs. Sound good? Yeah? And then I said, and you know what? Let's just get this out right now. If either of us feel like it's not a good fit, could we just have permission that you'll say no? Like, could we just be cool? Like, I don't want you to feel pressured. So if it's a no, are you cool? Just tell me no. Let's just get that off. Just do that right now.
Oh,
and literally, they're like, they just relax.
Yeah, I love that. I've never heard that before, Therese. And I love that because it allows them to let their guard down.
Exactly.
Throughout the whole process.
And it's true. So, because very often, you know, I wish I was 100% sales. Nobody's 100% conversion. Nobody is, unless they're charging like $4 a session, you know, but
nobody. Yeah. You know, if you get 100%, you're not charging enough.
Yeah, right. Raise your rates. But what often happens is people, it's like, it's no for now, but they'll either buy a lower price program or they'll circle back a couple years later. So it doesn't matter if they say no, but you want to have like a sacred engagement where they're like, wow, I just was in a selling conversation. I learned stuff about me. I feel really good. I got to say no, and I wasn't told, you don't want it, you know, because there's a lot of bullying. And let's just speak it. There's a lot of bullying in this industry. There's a lot of bullying and tactics that make people feel just beaten up. And so I'm the opposite. I'm like, you know what? It is totally cool. If either you or I don't think it's a good fit, we're just going to say it. We'll part as friends. Not a problem. Got it? Just that alone, like that, set your conversations up because that lets people just totally rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go into the formula now. Is this good? You guys enjoying this?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of conversation here. Yeah.
Yay, love your outing questions. Okay, nice. Okay, well, stick around because we got lots of time for Q&A, so we'll do it there.
Yes.
Okay. So I created this 5-step formula based on my inability to sell and figured out how to do it. And so step one is to own your value. And what I tell people is this is where money is made or lost. This is what sets apart the people that are brilliant and visible and helping a ton of people. Like you could literally be, you could be the greatest healer or practitioner. You could be so flipping good and be invisible, or be like what they call the best kept secret. If you don't own your value, like I heard an expression one time that says, visibility trumps ability.
Mm.
Which means if you're not owning your value and being visible and standing up for yourself and stepping up, you could be the greatest healer on the planet and it's not going to translate. So step number one is you must own your value. And actually, I have a free gift for your people because this is like the biggest deal. Like this, it's a fabulous little gift. I literally just made it specially for your people.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So with this free gift, because you have to understand why you, and like, let's say, and I'll just take an acupuncturist. It's kind of a, you know, I work with a lot of acupuncturists. It's like, well, everybody charges $75 and how am I different? So it's really answering the how am I different, and it's answering why should they pay that? And why should they pay me? Why am I different than the acupuncturist down the street? Why should they choose acupuncture versus a chiropractor? Why should? If you can't articulate that, and Rita Marie, what happens mostly is that people say, well, I'm different because I do 5 elements, or nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to really, really get a sense of, oh. So in this Own Your Value little product, and seriously, I just made it, I have an assessment. And so it's, you're going to score yourself, and I tested this. I put this in front of some of my clients, and they were like, "Ah, oh, crap," which is what I want, right? I want them to understand, like, maybe I'm not owning it as much, and here's where I break down. So it's not a huge, you know, you're not going to spend 19 hours. So you're going to take an assessment, and then we have I have two audios with it. So one is a mindset audio, it's a short audio, and then in other words, is an actual. It was a recorded call where I took a client through my process for saying, you know, how is it that they should pay you this much money? So it actually took her through that process. So you hear how I shift it. So I would say get that, happyinbusiness.com/OYV gift.
Thank you.
Okay.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, so the first one is you are armed with, you understand how you're different, why you're different, and you must be like, just, oh, I know I can help you. It has to be in your bones. Step two, when somebody comes in and says, how much does it cost to work with you? You don't say, oh, it's $5,000. We've got a package of 3 months and blah, 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 blah. Nobody's going to sign up for that. What I do is say, okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have this conversation, and the first thing I want to know is, what would you love to get? And I just put an arbitrary day. Like, let's say we work together for 6 months. What would you love, love, love to see happen? And somebody could say, like in your guys' world maybe, oh, I want to have more energy. You don't say, okay, that's $5,000. You would say, and they're like, oh, whipping that card out. You'd say, okay, cool. And what would more energy look like? Okay,
yeah.
So you would okay, and then what? And then what? This is why I say I turn into the annoying two-year-old. And then what? And then what?
Mm.
And then what? Because you want them, by the end of this piece of it, Rita Marie, they should be salivating. Because here's what I know. People that have been sick, people that have been pain, people that have been struggling, they have lost their ability to dream.
Yeah.
They're just stuck in the, I just got to get through the day, or I just got to get past this thing. And this is what I say, this is sacred selling. You actually could give them a gift. I'll tell you a story, and this is a true story. I'm going to change his name, but a client of mine said, I want to grow my business. I said, okay, it's just what I'm doing. And why? What's your why? Well, life has been really hard. We've had a lot of financial struggles. I need more clients. Okay, but why? What do you want to get with more clients? Well, actually, you know, I'd like to take my wife on a cruise. I said, okay. Why? See what I mean? So the dream
yeah.
is expanded. It's not just, I need $10,000 a month. It's, what's that for? And with this man, one of those moments where I literally was crying. I was crying because I said, okay, so talk about this cruise. And where do you want to go? Well, I want to go to Alaska. Okay, so what do you want to do? Well, I want to. So I literally painted a picture for him. He's in this cruise, and he's got his wife standing next to him. And I said, now, think about this. Your wife has suffered and struggled for so long because of this money issue, and now she's looking up at you, and you're her hero.
Mm.
I was literally crying. And he, of course, ponied up the $5,000. But do you see, I took it not to, I just want more business. I took it to the, what's the why?
Yeah.
What's the why?
And really getting emotional.
Yeah, and that, so, but they're still, right here, they're still not going to pony up the credit card, okay? so you own your value, you then find their dream, and don't say, oh, you want to have less pain? It's why. What would that allow you to do? How would that affect your family? What else would be different? And what else would be different? And what else would be different? Like that, you're looking for the whole ecology of it. You're looking for the whole thing that would change. And then you say, step three, but what's prevented that in the past? Or what will block that from happening? So I hear you want this. So you want to have more energy. What's in the way of that? Now, here is what we call the gap, right? This is where their pain and your solution are going to match. So this is your taking really good notes. And Rita Marie, I call this, don't be afraid of piercing the veil of denial.
Ooh.
Ooh, because most people, again, you know the horrible analogy of the boiling frog where you drop a frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump out. But if you put a frog in room temperature water and totally turn up the boil, it will allow itself to be cooked to death. And that's what we do. Well, it's just a little back pain. Well, you know, lots of times I can't sleep and, you know, I'm having all kinds of digestive issues, so I'm taking Prevacid and then I got to take Ambien and then, you know, but you know, it's not that bad. I'm assuming that a lot of people walk in that way, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
They're tolerating, tolerating, really? Tolerating, mm-hmm. tolerating. And so it's up to us, again, taking a stand, to say, how long are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And what's the cost of that? And why are you allowing yourself, again, no, and I say, there is no shame. There's no shame or judgment. I'm just saying, let's dive in and look at this. What is going on here? So that's what I want you to do. That's step three. So it's like, here's what you want. Here's what you desire. But what's prevented it? What are you doing to not get it? What's in the way? Step four then is then you share your services. Notice I haven't even done it until I've probably had about a 20-minute conversation because I really want to evoke all this stuff from them. And so step four is, and here's how I do it, and it's a beautiful lead-in. You can literally use these words. Say, okay, so I heard that you had, you know, this is what your dream is and this is what you struggle with. And I say, I want to take you on two journeys, and here's the first journey. So imagine this, 6 months go by, and you do nothing different. You don't hire me. And this continues. So you're struggling with all this pain. You're struggling with dot, 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 dot. Imagine 6 months out. So it's now July. So we're sitting in January. How is it going to be for you in 6 months if nothing changes? What are you going to tell yourself? What's that going to feel like? And what do you think is going to happen if nothing changes today? Mm-hmm. Now that's like a, oh, because what you've done is, if you've done it right, you have broken the denial, you've opened up the dream, so it's going to feel worse. Their ability to stay sick or stuck or tolerate, it's going to be like, oh, that's horrible. You want that. Like, that's what's going to sell right there.
Right.
Do not skip over that. Then you say, okay, now let me paint a different picture. You sign up with working with me, and in 6 months, we have accomplished. And whatever their dream is, you will have more energy. You are exercising regularly. Your house is happier because mom is in good shape and participating. And you feel more confident in your body. I'm just making this stuff up, right? But whatever the dream is, how is that going to be?
Yeah.
Then I say, would you like to hear how we could work together? And so then I just sell what I say, sell in chunks. I don't say, okay, I've got a 3-month package and we're going to meet 4 times a week and you can pay by credit card and my appointments are blah, 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 blah. People's eyes roll off.
Yeah.
I just sell one little chunk. So imagine if you and I partner together and we start addressing what's in your way. How would that be? You have me on your team. I'm not going to let you quit. How would that be? Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Imagine if, you know, you and I in 90 days can accomplish X, Y, Z. What do you think you'd get from that? See, again, I haven't even rolled out a price yet. I'm just selling them the experience, selling the support, selling the journey. And then I'm like, I want to get like, yes, yes, salivating. Oh, my God, that'd be great. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay, cool. So I have a program, and I think this is the best one for you, and it's $5,000. And then you just shut up. You don't go, is that okay? I'm sorry. Can you take it? Are you all right? Like, you don't, you just go, shh, $5,000. And you shut up for a little minute. Let them sit there and say, what do you think? And they're either going to say, I can't afford it. So here's what you do. You say, okay, if it wasn't for the money, would you be a yes right now? Because you really want to, it's called isolating the objections.
Yes.
You really want
yes.
to have them under, you know, are they in or are they just trying to blow you off? Because sometimes if people aren't really in, they're going to blow you off with whatever they can find to blow you off. But what another thing I forgot to tell you earlier, one of the questions early on, and this, again, was one of those accidental things that turned out really like, oh, I should add that. Somewhere in the beginning part of it, I just say, oh, by the way, let me ask you this. How did you plan on paying for this coaching? Now, the reason I say that is because we're all wondering, right? My brain's like, oh, are they going to pay? What's the deal? And if I just say that ahead of time, they're going to either say, oh, well, you know, my husband's got a credit card I can use. Then I can like, oh, relax, just be in it. Or if they say, well, I'm not sure, we'll figure it out. I'm like, okay, but don't be afraid to ask. They're like, it's so funny. Like, duh, why would I not ask that before when I'm really asking for money, right? Does it make sense?
Well, when would you ask that, though? I'm a little unclear. When
you know, so I would, as I'm talking about, like, the okay, so, we're, you know, I've got, we could work together. So before I roll out the package, I could say, you know, imagine what it would be like to work together. You know, what I didn't ask you before is how do you imagine yourself paying for this?
Got it.
Just boom, just throw it out really nonchalant.
Right.
And it just takes, seriously, it's like an internal, it takes the pressure off of you. If you just throw it in like, oh, I'm just going to ask you questions, da-da-da-da-da, and oh, by the way, you know, what's your plan for payment? How are you going to get the money? Just the more you can neutralize it and it's just like a regular question as opposed to, all right, we're going to talk about money now. You know what I mean? I want to move it away from that part of the conversation. So put it in the middle.
I like that.
It's just a lot easier. It just changes the energy because then you already know.
Yeah.
So if they say, I can't afford it, you, number one, isolate. Can, are you interested in this if it wasn't for the money? Yes. Okay. Are you open to talk about ways that you could come up with money? I've actually done this. Like, what if you and I were brainstorming about how to get some money in for you? And then I just start listing. Do you have a credit card? Is there somebody you could borrow money from? Could you sell? Lots of people sell stuff on eBay or Craigslist. Could you get a part-time job? Could you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? The whole thing is when you have an objection, you don't just freak out. You don't run away. You say, okay, let's talk about that.
Let's explore it. Yep.
Let's explore it. I have to think about it. Well, what is it that you have to think about? So if somebody says they have to think about it, two things happen. Either they really do have to think about it because there's a lot of people that say, you know, I need 24 hours and then that I don't make any big decision. And that's, I honor that. There's a lot of people in the industry, and you've probably seen this room here, that they're more like, you got to decide today. I don't do that. I prefer to, you know, I don't want to dishonor somebody's process. So I'll say, okay, cool. Let me ask you, though, specifically, what do you have to think about? Is there something that I didn't give you? What is it that you're thinking about? And then they tell me, well, I got to think if I have the time. I got to think about the money. So I'm getting more deep into what their process is. There's also, here's what I always do. I have a container because I'll say, okay, how long do you think you need to think about it? If somebody says 3 weeks, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I'll catch you in December. No, 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 no. So I literally give them, so, okay, it's Friday. Are you willing to get back with me by Monday? Like have a really tight container, like 2-3 days. And here's what I say, that's fine. And here, so we're going to set a date on the calendar because I don't want to leave the loop open. And I kind of get playful. I say, I don't know about you, but back when I was dating, you know that weird moment where you're like, is he calling me? Am I supposed to call him? Oh, my God, it's been 2 days. I didn't hear from him. I don't want that in my business. I don't have it in my business. So I always make sure that we set a date to close the loop. And I'm totally fine if you say no, but I need to hear back from you. You good with that? So there's no pressure, but they do have to get back. Then the final one is, I'll have to ask so-and-so. That happens a lot. I'll have to ask my husband. I have to ask so-and-so, which is totally fine. I mean, that's, again, now, whenever anybody gives you an objection, you don't want to go, oh, why should you have to ask your husband? You know, you want to say, you know, here's what I literally say, good for you. I appreciate that you have an agreement, and I want you to respect your agreement. I always validating, whatever objection I get, I validate and say, good, okay, awesome. And what do you think your husband's going to be concerned about? What are his objections?
Mm-hmm.
So I literally train her or him, whatever, to say, okay, he's going to ask this. Okay, how would we answer that? Let's tell him this. And I'm giving them the selling script. Basically, I'm saying, okay, if he says it's this, say this. If he says it's this, say this.
Got it.
One thing I say is, you know what, if you don't work with me, yeah, it might cost $5,000 to work with me, but if you don't, because I do business coaching, the likelihood of you making money in 6 months or more money in 6 months or losing money or making the wrong choices for mentors is great. So, yeah, it's an investment, but let's look at, let's tell them what happens if you don't make a change. Make sure you say to me, so I'm giving them the words to use with their partner.
Right, right. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I know we're wrapping up and we're getting close to the time. So the last question is, what's going to stop you? I want you to really feel into this. And I know we've got time in the Q&A. I'm looking forward to spending time with you guys. But if you were to be really powerful, like really, really, really powerful, number one, you have to decide. You have to decide. I'm going to reframe this. I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to learn this. What would need to change? Who would you have to be? It really isn't about, because again, I had scripts. I had scripts. It was when I shifted my being and understood what was going on the inside. It's the being that changes everything.
Right.
Because any monkey can read a script. It is not what you say. It's because we don't want manipulative. We're not going after the tactical, trick them. That's not how we roll. It's you are such an embodied healer or servant or helper or business person that you're just emanating confidence. They're like, oh my God, I got to work with you. That's the shift. And then the question is, how does staying the same serve you? Like, you know what I mean? Because sometimes there's payoff. There's like, but I'd have to be, you know, so you want to really look at yourself there. And then final, my special gift. Seriously, sign up for it. It's really good. It's really good. It's an easy to digest product. It's not going to take you hours, and you will have some insights, and you will hear how to own your value. Here, I take a woman, and I'll say, okay, your program is $750. Let's figure out the value of that. And when I did it, she's like, oh my God, I gotta raise my rates. Like, that's what we want. We want you to be
nice.
So like, oh, wow, that is so worth that. So anyway.
Fantastic. This was awesome, Therese. A lot of stuff here, just tweaks on stuff that I've known, and just little like reframings. I love some of the stuff you shared and some of the examples, and I just thought it was great. And I know people are really feeling that. I see that there's some people out there that have posted either comments or questions and in the chat. And then what I want to do is invite everybody to just raise your hand, even if you don't know what you're going to ask, just raise your hand and just ask, because I know you all have questions about this stuff. I know that you might have had some situations in which you were there. So whether you have a question for what Therese presented, or you just have a situation that's happened to you recently or in the past,
right,
that
yes,
you were like,
right,
how would I go back and do that differently?
Perfect.
I know I blew
that's
it.
Great.
How
yes,
do I
yes.
do it differently the next time it comes up, which it will? And I wanted to also say and ask you that last part where you were saying how don't let them leave without committing to get you back. I usually do that, and I'll say, okay, how long do you need? Okay, great. Let's set up a time where we can touch base for 10 or 15 minutes, and
absolutely,
we actually schedule it.
Yeah, and here's what I say, just to make it even, because I don't want there to be, I don't want like, oh, I got to call her and tell her no. So I say, here's how we do it. So it's Friday, so you have agreement that you're going to, by Monday, you're going to get back to me. And here's the deal, even if it's a no, I want to hear from you. It's totally fine. A no is completely fine, but I need to hear from you, okay? So I give more permission, always permission to say no. And
yes,
I said, I hope it's a yes. I hope it's a yes. And here's one thing I forgot. I was a kid. I was a sickly kid, Marita Marie, that was never picked on sports teams. I was like, you know, that sickly little scrawny kid.
Yeah.
And so there is something about being chosen that just heals me all the time. Mm. And so when it's resonant, I will say to a person, you know what? I am choosing you. I would love to work with you. I know that we can make some changes. And so, yeah, you can get back with me by Friday or Monday, but I'm saying, I'm a yes, I want to see this work. So I go the extra mile and just go, okay. It's not like, okay, well, if you want to pick me, that would be cool, tell me Monday. I just, like, wrap my arms around him and be like, you know what, Sunshine, you're mine, we're going to make it happen.
Yes,
and
I love it.
And there's really like, oh, people like that. So don't be afraid to lead with your heart a little bit, if that's who you are. Like, don't be afraid to say, oh my God, we could make great music together. We could, like, you have to sign up. If that's true for you, say it. Don't be afraid of it. That's not salesy. That's love. That's connection. And people are craving for that. So anyway.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. Because I've done that where you go, I would love the opportunity to work with you. And I let people know I only take a certain number of people.
Yes.
And that
yes,
we're close to being filled. And we actually had someone who got on the phone after speaking with one of my coaches and really wanted it, the last spot we had in our highest end program. Mm-hmm. And she literally begged me to allow her to pay me $25,000 for that program. She literally said, please, I really want this. I really want this. What is it going to take for you to give me that spot? I said, well, you're a perfect candidate. I just need a deposit because I have other people that are, talking to in the next few days. And it was like, okay, here you go. I can only give you $1,000 today, but I'll give you the rest of the deposit tomorrow. But I know, I want you to know I'm serious, because she was she was committed to her outcome. She was committed to her outcome, and it wasn't somebody who had, you know, loads of money. She had to, you know, juggle some stuff around.
Yeah,
but I
yeah,
know that we can help her. And it's when you have that knowing when you're speaking with them. And it doesn't mean that you know you have all the answers right now, that you could lay out a program right this minute that's going to fix all her stuff, but you know the process of asking the questions, connecting and digging, and being sensitive to the fact and honest with the fact that if this is something beyond your skill set, like way beyond, and you don't feel comfortable doing it because she's been to 15 other people who have higher levels of skills than you, then that's great. That's the thing to tell them as well. Right. They'll really respect it. I think there's some areas here where I might be able to help you. I have this little ebook and I have this little recipe guide. You may want to purchase that. That may give you a little bit of a slightly different thing. But honestly, a lot of the things you've done already, were the things I would know how to do. So I'm not sure. Sometimes those people come back and say, I don't care. You're willing to work. You don't know the answers, but I'm willing to bet that you're going to dig and I want to work with you. And I've had one or two of those too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So it's totally connected and totally honest. That makes a difference. Totally.
Absolutely. Great.
So thank you. So nobody's raising their hands. Do I just have to start calling on people and just asking them how this was for you and what kind of
That's what I would love to hear. I hope we didn't scare them. That's what I would love to hear is, you know, what if you don't have a question, what are your takeaways?
What are you going to do differently?
Yeah.
What are you going to do differently? Yeah, so everybody raised their hand. Looks like Tony raised her hand. But the rest of you would love to hear that. What's one takeaway from this? So, Tony, hey.
Hey, I don't want to monopolize. That's why I held back a little bit.
Let me stop you there. Can we just reframe that?
Yes.
Instead of I don't want to monopolize, I'm like right on, sister. You jumped in. I want you to pat yourself in the back. I don't want to monopolize. That's the old gender crap that we have been bought into. And Tony, you are a trailblazer today. You're breaking free. So no apologizing for taking up space. Love is yours. So go.
I love that. Thank you. That's the reason Marie has been working with me on that issue, by the way. Okay.
We're tag teaming.
My takeaway, which is something I didn't realize, but my husband has been realizing it, is that I do have blocks surrounding money and lack.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't want to hear it because you're going to make me not have money. So you just go ahead and think that way. I'm just going to think that way. So I know that I have to find out where that comes from and dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
But I know that was huge for me. So thank you for that.
That's awesome. Nice.
And I do have a follow-up conversation I need to have with a gentleman who wants to take my program that starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I took good notes on him. He's 62 years old. He used to be in real estate. He lost everything. And now he's working on a patent called Lock Blocks, so he's teaching people how to build their own home. I mean, it's pretty cool. His mother's in hospice. He knows he has blood sugar issues. He currently has a fasting at 250. And I'm like, please let me help you. He had a stroke 29 years ago, and he told me that his obstacles are negative thinking and not feeling well enough to exercise. But he also doesn't like being stuck in a program. So I was telling him that my program is very flexible. You can jump in whenever you want to. The information will always be there. But I encouraged him to stay part of the community. And he said, okay, this sounds like it's great for me. I've just got to make some room on my credit card. And I said, well, the program starts the 15th, and the materials will be going out on the 15th, so pay before the 15th. And it's the 14th. I have no payment. So I want to call him back and find out what's going on.
So do you want him in your program? It sounds like you're interested.
I want to help him.
Okay.
I love.
So the energy of Tony taking a stand for him. Now, and seriously, you need to kind of create the case. If you don't make a change, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if you don't make a change, what could happen is X. And for just this little amount, you know, and you could say, and I mean, I don't make stuff up. I don't just say stuff to sell. You know what I mean? So if it feels authentic to you, I would even say things like, you know what, it hurts me that you are so talented and you have this going on and you're allowing yourself to stay sick.
Yes.
What has to change for that to break this pattern? Because I see this for you, and if nothing changes, and you are going to, you already had a stroke, you got this, and I'm just curious, what is going to go on that is going to make you wake up and take responsibility?
Yeah.
Do you hear that energy? It's not like you're stupid, you're dumb. There's no shame there. It's just taking a stand. Like I took a stand for you when you're like, oh, I'm taking too much space. I'm like, stop it. So you want to take, so Tony, get in your bones, like, I love this person, I can fight for this person, I'm going to take a stand for him, and just literally say, I'm taking a stand for you. I'm calling because, dude, you need this. So what do we got to do to make it happen?
You know what? I'm going to do that because he has something that he wants to give the world, and he's committed
yes.
to this,
yes.
and he's been working on this patent
Boom.
Forever. And it's
That's
life-changing
it.
For him, and it's world-changing. And I want him to share this gift with the world.
Yeah, Oof. There you go.
See, hear how you did that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Hear how her passion mm-hmm. in her voice. Imagine she's speaking to him with that passion instead of, well,
yeah.
I didn't hear from you, and it's only $497, and you can pay it in four parts, and I really think it would be good for you. No, because that's the old Tony, right?
Yeah.
That's the old Tony. The new Tony is what exactly what you just said. I see your value. I see the value to the world. And dude, if you don't get your health together, you're denying everybody the value of what you're working on. And when you can come to him with that passion, what can we do to make this happen? How can we make this happen? Do we have to split
just
it into three
it's
payments?
Going to happen,
we'll do it.
Right?
But what do we have to do to make this happen?
I will do that. Thank you. That was so powerful for me. I've got tears in my eyes. Thank you.
Yay! And Tony, I just reach out because I have a little money program that's going in 2 weeks called How to Rewire Your Money Set Point. We're going to do the really deep dive going into the blocks and showing you how to clear. So if you're interested in that, you know, just message me.
I'll
get you that information. Because that helps people with money blocks. So. Okay, next question or feedback.
It looks like Lynn. Thank you so much, Tony.
Yeah, great. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. Lynn, take your phone off mute. Hello.
I really want to thank you, too. I have changed a lot myself, and because I realized when I started doing these things that I was in that same lack mindset. Everything I ever did, any program or whatever, I was always working a deal to see how I could do the deal without having to pay as much. And when I really started having to do this type of work, working with people, it kind of came full front for me. And so I was talking to somebody else who was going to do some coaching. I was going to hire them to be my coach. And he said, you know, and I can give you a deal. And I said, no, I don't want you to.
Nice.
I want
Congratulations.
To pay full price. And I did. And that was a real turning point for me. And so now when I work with people, I have less of a problem. Now you know I was on mute. Not confronting them or anything, but helping them to see that and being creative to help them think of other ways, whether it be the selling or with people who are coming into our program, helping them to see how they can package themselves so that they can start working with other people, just creative ways to create that income. And I don't fear it as much. I'm not going to tell you it never happens, but it's really, and so just having you to hear this was really good. I really liked the part about the boundaries. Because again, that's something that I'm working on with myself, and so
that's awesome.
I really, really thank you for that. And I have 7 kids. I have no problem saying. And so it's like, oh yes, I just need to make
that's
sure.
Right. Bring mama into the business.
Exactly.
One of my colleagues has a community of acupuncturists, and so I did kind of a call like this, and one woman came on, and I said, you know what, I'm here in boundary trouble, and same thing. She was, like, making exceptions and cutting deals, and she actually started working with me, and she's like doubled her income and profit and all this cool stuff just because that one thing. Just like, oh my gosh, where am I slipping? Where am I letting clients, where am I letting them off the hook or saying yes when I want to say no and all that kind of stuff. So I love, Lynn, that you got that. Love that you got that. So, and it's a rare thing when somebody says, don't give me a deal, because when you can own that in yourself, you ask your clients to step up higher.
Yeah.
And you ask them to make a bigger investment in themselves, and that alone changes a lot of stuff. So good for you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to applaud Lynn, too, because when Lynn first came to our retreat a year ago, one of the exercises we did was kind of a mock enrollment conversation thing. And I just kept stopping her and go, step it back, because she was just, you know, really apologizing for her value, apologizing. And I'll just tell you today, she does enrollment conversations for us.
Yay!
Very
right
successful.
On.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, Lynn. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. And we're always learning. So it's
always,
this is something that we can be learning over and over and more is to get better and better at it and better and better at being comfortable with us so that we say, yes, this is what I know is going to help you.
Mm, yeah.
So thank you for that, Therese. It was awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Great.
Anybody else want to share? You know, I see Maura and Vanessa and Laura and Kim and who else is on? Yeah. Anybody else want to just share what you learned from this or what's one thing you'll take away or what's some things you still want to think you need to be working on? Don't be shy. This is your opportunity to do this in a non-threatening way, right?
Exactly.
Instead of having that customer, patient, client sitting across from you and you're thinking about, you know, paying your grocery bill and needing to have that person sign up, you know, bring it to the table now.
And I do a lot with my clients. We debrief. Like, they'll say, well, this is what happened, and he said this, and I said this, and I felt, and I'll be like, okay, you could have said this. So if you even have something you want to debrief, or that's a really nice teachable moment, here's another way to say it.
Yeah, like a recent situation where how could I have done that better? Okay, I'm going to look to see if anybody's chatted anything in. Kennedy. Maura has her hand raised. Okay. You don't have your hand raised, so I'm going to open you, Maura. Hi, Maura.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Sorry, I didn't see your hand up. Your hand was not up, so for whatever reason, it didn't go. But glad you were on there. Great.
Yes. I was trying to get back into my computer when you're like, oh, is anybody Maura? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like doing star this, star that, one. So anyway, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. I had a question, something that resonated with me, so you're going to kind of go back in what you were saying.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
When you talked about the muscle testing and the self-sabotaging, that seemed to resonate with me. You, like, how would you go about doing that?
Do you know how to muscle test? So are you asking me how to muscle test or how to set up the question?
Yeah, I guess like for my, because you want to do it for yourself, right?
Right, yeah. So I'm just, because we only have a couple minutes left, so I don't have time to teach you how to muscle test. So I guess my question is, do you already know how to muscle test? Do you know how to muscle test? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So whatever the thing, so for example, I would just say there's something in me that's blocking this sale. Yes or no? It's safe for me to sell this program at this price. Yes or no? I give myself permission to raise my rates. Yes or no? I often, in fact, when I do programs or check rates, I make sure I'm in resonance. Because you know if you're not in resonance, we're what? We're repelling, right? So even for the pricing of programs, I muscle test. Okay, it's $3,000. Nope. Oops. It's $4,000. Nope. $4,200. Yes. Anyway, so... But if when my clients come to me and say, God, it's weird, I've had five people that were going to sign up and they didn't, I say, test if you're blocking it. So then the muscle test would be, there's a part of me that is blocking this right now.
Okay.
And then you can either go into the part, like sometimes I use body, like, okay, find in your body where that part's living. And I love that because it's like, wow, it's weird. It's like in my chest. And then we talk to the part and we kind of create safety around that. Sometimes I just ask, this is mine or this is somebody else's, because we often carry other people's energies. It's stunning how it's interesting. I'm getting a lot of people that are carrying the collective of broke healers. So when I'll say something like, you know, I give myself permission to earn $10,000 a month, no, this is mine, yes or no, and it's somebody else's, another question is, I'm carrying this for the collective. Often it's, you know, there is living in that, in our collective energy, either of women or healers or moms or whatever the collective is, it's not right to charge a lot. And so then I say, oh, if it's a yes, I'm caring for something from the collective, I literally energetically imagine myself removing, I kind of see it like a cloak, like you're wearing this thing that you're walking around life and it's like, you're just carrying it. And so this is what I do a lot with my clients, is like, make sure your energy's clean and it's not everybody else's that you're carrying. So does that make sense?
Yes, totally resonates with me.
Okay. Yeah. Yay. So you want to really be vigilant. If you're not getting the results you want, I'm blocking this, or I'm carrying, you know, you got to really, that's the work. It's not just, oh, I think I need more social media followers. That'll be it. I'll grow my list. No. That's important.
Right.
You really want to make sure you're not pushing your success and money away.
Exactly. I love that. You gave me some ideas, because I'm not good at muscle testing, but I love to do like pendulum testing where you use my body as
same
pendulum.
Thing. Absolutely.
And so
I really
feel like that's a great thing to do when you're on the phone with somebody. And
I use the body's pendulum. I do that standing up facing north thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. All right. Well,
thank you so
very much. Thank you for everybody for your great questions, Lauren, Laura, and Tony. And for those of you who are quiet, I know that you've pulled away a lot from here. Post on the Facebook group if you have questions, comments, and then go download the happyinbusiness.com OYV gift. And there's a link to it on the sidebar of the where you're watching the presentation. You just click on it. It says gift, Teresa's gift. And I just so appreciate I love your real, you know, you're connected, you're real. And this was of real great value to everybody. Listening.
That's awesome. So, thanks. And if anybody has another question, I'm happy, Reader Marie, if they want to just message me directly. If there's something that's undone or a question, I'm happy to you know, make sure that.
Sure.
Or you
what's
can send
the best
them to
way
me.
To do that?
It's Therese, Therese, at Happy in Business.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to open up the lines, and I would just love give Teresa, you know, your appreciation and thanks. And we'll talk to you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Time.
This was amazing.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye.